Hello to all the people tuned in from our communities across northern Manitoba. My name is Tiffany Anderson, and I'm a school psychologist working in one of the communities in our region. The world has been faced with a health issue that most of us never imagined we would ever have to deal with, and all of us will in some way be dealing with the way this impacts our psychological or mental health. One thing I have learned through working in this field is that no one ever calms down by telling them to calm down. We will all need to practice strategies to stay calm as parents, and we will need to teach our children to stay calm to get through a situation that has changed the way we need to live our lives for what will be a short period of time in the big scheme of things. I believe one component, perhaps the most important component for a child's sense of safety, is attachment. This situation is providing an opportunity to build that attachment between parents and children. Please keep in mind this is much more important than any specific task or schoolwork that needs to be done. Yes, routine is important, but it must be balanced with flexibility if the routine is not working until you find one that does. A child's behavior tells us much more than they can express in words, so allow that to help guide you in establishing the routines you develop. Think about activities that you enjoy. Games like crib, Monopoly, checkers, and chess come to mind, and teach them to your child. Let your child teach you something they enjoy, maybe some dance moves on TikTok. Talk to your kids. If they ask tough questions, you will need to be the model for the self-talk they will use to stay calm. Tell them it is normal to feel scared, sad, worried, or maybe even angry when something like this happens. Be simple and honest when reassuring them and reminding them that this is why we are all staying home, away from others, and learning to wash our hands so well. Do household tasks together, like cooking and cleaning bedrooms, even when the task might be easier for you to do on your own or have them do on their own. Read about whatever you or they are interested in. Now, perhaps more than ever, they need to feel you are close to them. All of us will need support to get through this, and by that I do not necessarily mean professional supports like psychologists or mental health workers. The best supports are those informal supports that exist around you, like other family members, friends, and colleagues. Despite the social distancing and isolation orders the government has in place to ensure our continued protection, make sure you stay in touch with others, writing letters, calling on the phone, texting, or other technology, maybe even a message sent over the radio. This will benefit both you and the person you reach out to. Remember that some may have limited supports like these, so do be kind to as many others as you are able. For a variety of different reasons, some may find that they would like supports beyond this. If you feel your child might need this, talk to them about it first. Find out from your child what they think they need, and after spring break, give the school a call or check out their online resources. Call a local health care provider or utilize Kids Help Phone at 1-800-668-6868. Parents may also need support, and people in government and health are finding ways that these services, in addition to those at regular times, can be offered. When there is additional information, I will pass it on to the station to share. Listen to the health experts, control the things that you are able to, and in this right now world we have all been living in, allow time for answers to come and this difficult situation to pass.